Talking Balls on BBC Radio Solent.
Good afternoon, BBC Radio Solent. I'm Paul Bunker, 28 minutes away from three right now. Just tell you the early kickoff in the FA Cup. Blackburn are 2-1 up against Swansea. What a week that would be for them after last week's drubbing by Chelsea. And now they're 2-1 down to Blackburn as well. We'll keep you up to date with those and all the other scores, of course, across the afternoon from the FA Cup and from the leagues as well. Now, we thought we'd devote our Talking Ball slot this afternoon to this man.
Well, Højbjerg had an easy opportunity to lay it back to the goalkeeper for Kelvin Davis to whack up the field. He decides to turn, do a little diddly-dee on the ball, gets himself caught and puts his team in trouble. That's what you don't want.
Is that an official darts move?
Yeah, a little diddly-dee on the ball, larking about when he shouldn't have been.
I think we're going to have to trademark that, definitely.
Dave Merrington, the former Southampton manager and our Solent summariser of Saints matches. He's got a big birthday in a couple of days, Dave. Dave, just talk us through what, for those that didn't see it, tell us what a diddly-dee is.
Well, actually, a diddly-dee is when you're in a warm-up and you get in a circle and you're doing all different types of movements with your feet and the ball come back to the goalkeeper and he tried to do a little shuffle on it, got caught, mucked it up, and really cost us. So it was one of those moments where, you know, you're looking at it and you think, gee whiz, that's a diddly-dee, that.
He's done a diddly-dee.
Hey, Paul, the most high-profile version of a diddly-dee at Saints was Artur Boric's diddly-dee at Arsenal last season, which just about angered the big man next to me.
That was a classic as well, Paul.
Yeah. OK, and also, of course, we know about your wonderful summarising skill. I mean, the man is legendary. We've got so many texts and tweets. We'll come on to these in a few moments. By the way, if you are a Saints fan and you've enjoyed Dave clearly as a manager in his prime, but also as a summariser for your football club as well, do get in touch and let us know your thoughts. Maybe a birthday message you'd like to pass on to Dave. Text Solent in your message, 81333, or you can tweet at Solent Sport. We've got some lovely bits. But did you know that he can actually commentate as well? Not just summarise, he's got the commentary skills. Check this out.
Well, they've just kicked off here. Stoke have just gone forward and the ball's just gone out with Crouch, so it's a goal kick for Southampton. Adam just making his way back now to his seat as Boric takes the kick.
Where was I?
Well, as per standard, Adam, you were probably, you know, caning a pie, climbing the steps, walking up, trying to get your breath back, and you've left poor old Dave Merrington floundering. You left floundering.
I've got to tell you, has he told you about the nightmare he's had this week with the flight?
Oh. Getting back from Leeds was 8 hours. But don't mind that. This isn't about me for once.
Right, Dave, listen to this. I just want to do a few of these birthday messages because we've got loads.
I've got someone big, Adam Sport. I'll read out in a minute. Do yours first.
Here we go. Sport. Happy birthday, Dave. Have a fabulous birthday. Starting with the Saints win today. We've been asking people for their favourite Merringtonisms. Ed Down says, my favourite one is, what they don't want to do now, Adam, is concede now. That's my Geordie accent. I apologise.
That's poor, isn't it?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Dave. Always loved your optimism during the darker days. 5 or 6 nil down. This is what Ben's saying. But, Adam, if they could just get one back for the listener. If they can get one back, that would be great, Adam. John Sawyer says, happy birthday, Dave Merrington. You're an absolute legend. We got loads of them. Adam, you got some as well,
yeah,
haven't you?
I've got Asian Saint listening online. Says, happy, happy, happy 70th birthday, Dave. Have a super lovely day. Hashtag Merringtonisms. Wayne Taylor says, please wish the big man, the star of the show, a very happy 70th birthday. Diddly D. Love the Merringtonisms. A top man. Happy birthday, big man, says John Champ on Twitter. Hashtag legend. I've got absolutely loads. Phil Cockrell, happy 70th, Big Dave. The boy's done well there, Adam. Alan Grant says, my favourite Big Dave Merringtonism remains, what a goal that is, following punch and strike at Chelsea. That's one of my favourite commentary moments, actually. The pair of us were in perfect sync as Shaw ran down the left, crossed it for Punchin. Remember that volley, Dave, at Stamford Bridge 2 seasons ago?
I certainly do. I certainly do. But listen, I've got one now. Listen to this one, Paul, for the listeners. I'm telling the listeners now, you are different class.
DC.
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 We love DC.
How about this one as well?
Go on then.
Did you read this out? Gratulé mede dagen fra Norge biga jorda.
What's that?
Which is Norwegian, that says, congratulations on your big day from Norway to the big Geordie. There we go.
Hey, that's from the Norwegian government as well. That's from the Prime Minister, isn't
it? Hang on a minute. We've got another message coming in over the wires here. You may know this chap. Have a listen to this, Mr. Merrington.
Hi, Dave. Happy birthday, 70 years. Wow. Anyway, you're looking not bad for 70. Remember the days as a 15-year-old when I left Newcastle and came down to Southampton many years ago? And you made me clean the dressing rooms, clean all the boots, clean the stands, and if they weren't done properly, I had to do them all again. Anyway, it was great. I really enjoyed it. Only joking. Have a great day. Happy birthday. You deserve it all. You're still looking fit. Thanks, Al.
Do you know that? You clearly know that, is there, don't you?
I certainly do. And I tell you what, Paul, I've got more hair than him as well.
One of the country's greatest players, Alan Shearer. Tell us about what was it you helped in his development as a young lad. You brought him through the ranks.
Oh, Paul, listen. Shearer was just one of many. The boys I've had. Do you know what? I can honestly say to you and the listeners, I haven't had a wronging. When we had anybody that was out in the court, we sorted them out. They were just great lads. I mean, Alan was a born winner. Good player, you know, worked extremely hard to get where he was, and most of the boys that have come through the ranks, they've gone on to make the first team. But you know what, Paul, the thing I'm proud about is that I would like to think I've left a stamp on the ones who didn't make it. They've gone out of the game and continued in life. I get so many phone calls from them. They were just wonderful boys.
I've no doubts you have that.
Paul, yes. Can I just add, on a personal front, I've learnt so much off him over the last 10 years about the game of football, and he really is a man who's forgotten more than most of us will ever know, and there's absolutely a fact about that. And the thing about all those players is they all love him.
Mm.
You know, you can have discipline, you can have everything, but what Dave gave them all was an all-round upbringing. Mm. He's like a second dad to them. He's like a second dad to me half the time. When I went through dark times a couple of years ago, he was just wonderful, and he's got the most generous spirit in the world. So whilst he's always had high standards, he sends love to everybody he works with, and I can't speak highly enough of him. I really can't.
I'm going to campaign to get a statue made of Dave Merrington outside West Quay or something like that. We should just have one built there. We need something for this man. Dave, I want to ask you as well, very quickly. I mean, you've played a great standard of football. You managed at the highest level as well. But I want to ask you, what's been your favourite era? Because clearly, 70s was fun and flamboyant. 80s was technical. 90s was the money started coming, the professionalism. When you look back over the time you've had in the great game, the beautiful game, what was the time when you would really cherish and think that was a really special time? It was fantastic.
I would have to say, you know, working at the highest level is one thing. You know, the money gets better. Unfortunately, I was never in the game when the really big money came in. But leaving all that to one side, the thing I treasure most was developing the young players at Southampton over a period of time. And I'll mention this because it's important to the club and to the players who play in it. We went to some of the most prestigious tournaments in Europe, and we won them.
Mm.
You know, we went through and actually won the tournaments, and people might not realise that, but those players, those young boys, were not only a credit to themselves and their families, but the Southampton Football Club and the city of Southampton. The way they conducted themselves, they were brilliant. Hey,
Paul, can you imagine how much they'd be worth now?
Mm.
And you've got to look back at the history books. There was a year, I think, 86, 87, when the graduates from the academy that Dave had were one of the Wallace brothers, Neil Maddison, Alan Shearer, all in the same class of players, along with others. You think about the Lettice value, the Shearer value. You know, people, there are a generation of Saints fans who might just know Dave as a summariser.
Yeah, for sure.
But what's fascinating for me is that they need reminding of things like the fact that they wouldn't know, and a lot of people wouldn't know, that Dave spent 6 or 7 weeks, you know, chewing Chris Nicholls' ear off to get Shearer in the first team because he couldn't win matches. And what happened when he went in the first team? He scored a hat-trick on his debut at Arsenal. Dave Merrington gave his time up to Matt Letizia, making him train in the afternoons to get his fitness up, to make him as good as he can be. Matt loves him for that, but he hated him at the time. All those things he did that went slightly unnoticed and under the radar because it wasn't with the first team. But his legacy is enormous, Paul, and that's also reflected, I think, in the way people have been so affectionate today on Twitter responding to him.
Yeah, fantastic.
Paul, can I just say something? I remember arriving at the club and I'd met Laurie. Laurie rang me up and said, look, we'd like you to come down. There's a job here for you to do. I met Laurie in a hotel with Ted Bates and the chairman, and we sat down and discussed the situation. And Ted said to me, Dave, you've worked at a club, Burnley. You know, they've brought a lot of players through. What are they really trying to achieve? And I said, well, we're really trying to achieve two-thirds in the first team of home-produced players. And he went, oh, that's a lot. Let me say something to this football club. We actually achieved that. We got two-thirds of the players through into the first team for a number of games. You know, full marks to this club. Over the years, they've continued to develop. This is a terrific club.
And your legacy lives on, Dave, doesn't it, today with Saints as well? You look at how, out of all the clubs in the country, there are very few that are actually bringing on that young talent, that real pipeline of talent still coming through, providing the national team. You know, and the whole of the game with some real talent as well. So your legacy is in on. Listen, we're going to get a word as well from Guy Whittingham
Andy. Where do you think that legacy started, Paul, just before you move on to Guy? That whole reputation for the youth, you know, a lot of that comes down to Dave.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.